Many of us may be thinking about getting fit or just taking part in sport. Now, that can be for a variety of reasons. It could be to maybe improve your social circle, your health, lose weight, or perhaps you fancy being an Olympian or a Paralympian of the future. Now, if you're blind or partially sighted, finding different sports to take part in can be difficult, but British Blind Sport has a huge range of activities that you can get involved with around the UK. Now, we have with us Logan Gray from BBS. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about the organisation itself, Logan.
Basically, we're a limited charity and we try and develop as many opportunities as possible for visually impaired people to be able to have the same opportunities to take part in sport and physical activity, really.
When we talk about the sports and physical activity, are some of these perhaps activities that are designed for someone who is blind or perhaps mainstream sports that are adapted?
So mostly it's just adapting the sports, but there is the occasional one which has been developed specifically for people with visual impairments. Goalball comes to mind, and that's kind of like a version of dodgeball where there's two teams on either side rolling a ball towards each other. The only difference is you aren't trying to hit the opposition to get them out of play. You're trying to score a goal at the other end. A lot of the sports are adapted by having a ball with a bell inside it so you can hear it rather than being able to see it. Other adaptations can be to have kind of tactile markings so that you can feel where you are in the court or the playing area. So really what we can do is we can pretty much adapt any sport to meet the needs of the people who are playing it.
Okay, when we think of sport, you don't have to be an athlete, or could you come to the sport as a complete novice?
You can be a complete novice, you're absolutely right, Alan. For the most part, everybody has to start somewhere, don't they? So it doesn't matter what stage of life that you're at, what level of sight that you have, you can pretty much join up with any sport. They've all got pathways in place to allow people to progress and develop their skills in that sport as much as they wish. Different people have different motivations for taking part in sport. And yeah, British Blind Sport can certainly help anyone find their sport in their local area and be able to play it at whatever level, or help them to be able to play it at whatever level they want to.
Now, we think of things like, you know, getting fit and losing weight, but sport for someone who, let's say, is blind or partially sighted, that can also help in other ways, can it? You know, things like independence or just building that social circle as well, you know, getting someone's confidence really, really up there.
So often people who are living with sight loss, they have to get help to do certain things, but what sport enable them to do is to be completely on a level with everybody else. It has to be a level playing field to compete in any sport at any level, and what they're able to do is really take it on board themselves to fully develop a skill on their own with a little bit of guidance, of course, from a coach. There's no doubt that some of the things you mentioned as well, like being able to socialise and meet new people. And generally, I think for anyone taking part in sport and physical activity, one of the real things that you can take away from taking part in a sport or fitness session is that real good feeling that you have, knowing that you've done something that's going to make you feel a little bit better, make you feel a bit healthier. And there's other things as well, like you're probably going to get a better sleep, you're probably going to have increased energy levels. Independence is a big one, as you already mentioned.
If someone showed some real potential, are there avenues they can go down which British Blind Sport could help with if, say, they wanted to compete at a more professional level?
We will definitely help signpost people to their sports, and we also have our own kind of sports sections for our own kind of competitions. But for the most part, when it comes to being identified as a talented person and having a chance to maybe go to the Paralympics, say, then it's the sport themselves who will have a pathway in place to really develop people and get them to the level where they can compete nationally or internationally.
If we were to look at some events, I mean, you know, you have access to different clubs and things around the UK, but for specific events coming up, you've got a few to tell us about.
Yeah, we've got a programme of kind of multi-taster events that we're trying to deliver across the country. We're quite a small team at the moment and we're based in the Midlands, so quite a few of them take place around there. I've just got a few to kind of highlight. We're just finalising arrangements for these, and we hope to be able to announce the final details for these in the next few weeks. But we're looking at events in Northampton, Milton Keynes, Leicester, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and Bristol. And that's not to say that we won't be expanding to other cities as well. So What these events will be are very much an introduction to sport and physical activity. There'll be a wide range of activities for people to come along and try. Most of them will be free of charge. Our ones in Milton Keynes will be kind of snow-based activities, which there will be a small charge for. I would encourage people to get in touch with British Blind Sport either through our website or by phone to find out more about these activities in the coming weeks and come along and get a taste of a sport, whether they've done it before, whether they've had a deteriorating eye condition and not been able to see these sports in the past, and maybe they've done it before and not sure how they can play it now. They can come along and find out here.
The snow one sounds pretty good. I like the sound of that one, Logan. If people would like to find out more about the events or maybe some of the sports they can take part in, how do they get in touch?
Our website's a pretty easy one to remember. It's britishblindsport.org.uk. Alternatively, call us on 01926 424247. And even if you aren't interested in these kind of multi-sport days, you know exactly what sport you want to go after, maybe you've done it before, get in touch with us and we'll certainly try and point you in the right direction to find out where your best opportunity is to get involved.
Logan, let's hope more people do, and thank you for telling us all about British Blind Sport here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks very much.